You're listening to SBS News.
Catherine, with the unemployment rate at 7.5%, better than expected, what does that say about the labour market?
So it was a better result in July than we were expecting, but we do have to keep in mind that over the next couple of months we will be facing challenges. But having said that, there was a much stronger increase in employment than we were expecting, a smaller rise in the unemployment rate. So we're seeing just during July 115,000 extra people back into employment. We do have to keep in mind, though, that there are still 530,000 fewer people employed than there were in March.
What are the key figures for you?
Monthly hours worked as a total actually increased by 1.3%, so more than employment. So workers are now working on average more hours per month than they were previously. And actually, what's quite interesting is that part-time workers are actually now working more hours on average per month than they were before COVID-19.
What's interesting too is that when you look at it nationally, Victoria's unemployment rate actually fell in July. Now, I'm guessing that's all going to be very different because these numbers came before the lockdown there.
So in Victoria, yes, the unemployment rate fell. That was partly due to a rise in employment, but we also saw the participation rate fall as well. From now on, it's going to get tougher for Victoria. We're likely to see the unemployment rate rise, and it could rise quite quickly. And we're likely to see employment fall further than it did during the first wave, particularly with these tighter stage four restrictions across Metro Melbourne. And that's likely to have more of an impact on industries that were a bit more sheltered the first time around. So industries like construction and manufacturing and some other parts of retail.
So where do you see the unemployment rate peaking, and what's the true unemployment rate?
If everyone who had lost employment due to COVID-19 actually became defined as unemployed rather than assumed to have left the labour force, then the unemployment rate would be above 9%.